Reality Radio with information that can save your life. If you haven't yet checked out my intro song, which is called Say No to the Vaccine by NZ Trillion, I definitely suggest you check that out on YouTube. In my opinion, that's probably the best anti-vaccine song that has ever been written. And it's very important to share that with others because there's so much important information in there. Because, of course, as I've said on the show and on many shows for years, vaccinations are bioweapons. And this weekend, Memorial Day weekend, we have the Autism One Conference, which started on 5/24, where the autism disinformers, the Mercury Causes Autism disinformers, will be gathering to continue to give out their disinformation. And, of course, the Autism One group is just like all of the other groups, and not just in regards to autism, but, you know, the American Cancer Society, you name a group, their goals are always to cover up the truth so that the, you know, different groups that they have will be continue to be funded by the misled public. And it's just so sickening. There are no words. And Sally L. Cordy, who I had as a guest on my show a few weeks ago, did everything she could to try to get them to actually talk about, you know, the measles virus causing autism, subacute sclerosing panencephalitis. They changed the name to hide the fact that it's from the measles vaccine, which, of course, has never had mercury. She had sent out hundreds of emails to everybody involved. So, basically, they are lying to people knowing the truth. And, you know, what can I say? These are the people that you support, so you're getting what you deserve. Okay, let's see. If you think my work is important, please tell others about my websites, reversingvaccineinduceddiseases.com and drcarly.com. On reversingvaccineinduceddiseases.com, you can click on the services tab to learn how I do consults. You can contact me by emailing me at drcarly@gmail.com or call me at 828-294-0662 between 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. Eastern Time any day of the week. My toll-free number, which works from anywhere in the U.S., Canada, or the Caribbean, is 888-321-6751. If you get a message that the number's been disconnected or whatever, have the operator dial it for you. My Skype username is drcarly1, but I use Skype primarily for my international clients and radio shows. Always remember, I do not practice medicine nor give medical advice. Rather, I teach you what I would do if I were you to reverse disease with natural therapies in people and in pets. Archives of my shows for the past few years on various networks can be found at thelightofdayradioshow.com. TheLightOfDayRadioShow.com. Click on Dr. Carly Archives. And if you haven't yet got your little silver generator, I strongly suggest that you do so, because we're being sprayed with bioweapons as well in the chemtrails. Okay, there's the music. We'll be back after this message. Stay tuned. And I have so many things to cover. I'm not going to take any callers. I have a number of things that I want to get through, because what's going on around us is so dark, and I'm so disgusted. After 16 years of public access TV and internet radio, and to see how most people are doing absolutely nothing, even if they know what's going on, they're just sending scary emails back and forth to each other, and where is this all going? It doesn't look good. I am so disgusted, as I said, with the people in the know who are doing nothing. And, there are no words, really. And of course, as V, said in the movie V for Vendetta, if you're looking for the guilty, look in the mirror. Your fear has caused you to allow your psychopathic leaders to continue to kill you and your children under the guise of protection from terrorism. And it's getting worse every day. And even though we see these scandals breaking out and, you know, this president, although I hate to even call him that, you know, making excuses for everything, I was so amazed when he did a news conference. He was outside and it started raining. And there was a Marine there whose job it was to hold an umbrella over his head. And I'm thinking to myself, Marine, you must know what this man is, and yet you stand there and hold an umbrella under his over his head. It's sickening. It's sickening. These soldiers, they have no backbone. They will follow any orders. And of course, as we know, there's more soldiers now dying from suicide and vaccine injuries than are even dying from combat. You know, I'm sure one of the reasons they're committing suicide is because they know what they've done. The ones committing suicide or having post-traumatic stress disorder obviously are the ones that have a conscience. But what did they do to stop what's happening? Absolutely nothing. They followed their orders no matter what the orders were. And the idea, what is it? Over 26,000 women have been sexually assaulted in 2012 by their military recruitment peers. Okay? So the women in the military are being raped. Nothing's being done about it. It just goes to show you the kind of men who are in the military. Rapists, people that will follow any orders, they will do whatever they're told. Murdering innocent men, women, and children under the guise of, you know, a war on terror, which is such a joke. It's just mind-boggling, really. And I was so disgusted today on Fox News, because I do monitor television to see what they're feeding the sheep. And on Fox News this morning, they had a story about how Baby Bush asked, I think it was 100 different, quote-unquote, wounded warriors. You know, the ones who have sacrificed their limbs for this fake war. He invited them to his ranch in Texas so that they could all drive on the bike trail. And how disgusting is that? These men lost their limbs in the fake war by this war criminal who lied about weapons of mass destruction, and yet they agree to go to Texas to ride bikes with him on his ranch. Are you kidding me? You know, there's no words, really. There was many of them there. You know, they could have arrested this criminal and maybe done something from there. But no, anything to make buddies with their predator-in-chief or ex-predator-in-chief. So, you know, that's how it is. And what can I say? It is totally disgusting. Okay, a couple of important articles in the news. This one cracked me up in my local Charlotte Observer. On 515 on page 1B, woman charged with using Bible to administer a beating. A Kings Mountain woman has been arrested and charged with beating another woman with a Bible. Let's see. This woman used her fists and a Bible to strike another woman. The victim suffered bruises on her head, face, and arms. And I just thought this was pretty hilarious that now the Bible is being used as a weapon physically besides, you know, psychologically for all the people waiting for their God to save them. Obviously, that's not working. And, you know, maybe that's a better use for the Bible, to use it as a weapon. Also, there was an article in the paper on Friday, May 24th, page 1B. Mom has son arrested for stealing her Pop-Tarts. A Charlotte woman had her son arrested for allegedly stealing her Pop-Tarts earlier this week. The boy was placed under juvenile arrest and was charged with misdemeanor larceny. Okay, so this is how bad it is. That a mother would have her own son arrested and put into the system because he ate some of her Pop-Tarts. You know, these people don't deserve to have children. And, you know, what else can I say? That is such an amazing story. But, you know, I just thought you'd all like to know about that. Okay. I've been having issues with my computer. Hopefully they're resolved. I have so many emails that I wanted to print out, but I just got the issues addressed, and so I haven't had a chance to actually print out many of the emails I wanted to cover. I just took notes. But on 5/23, I received an email, and I know a few people have been sending this out. Two of the FBI agents involved in the quote-unquote Boston bomber false flag event who were involved in arresting the Patsy that was hiding in the boat and mysteriously, you know, walked out of the boat but ended up with his throat cut and all kinds of serious injuries. Two of these FBI agents who were involved in the arrest of this man fell out of a helicopter the other day, and now they're dead. And I love hearing stories like this. This goes under the heading of evil is evil even to its own. And of course, we have the Navy SEALs who were involved in killing Osama bin Laden, who has been dead for many years. In fact, Prime Minister Benazir Bhutto actually went on mainstream television and talked about how Osama bin Laden died of renal failure many years ago, and she was assassinated within a couple of weeks. Many of these Navy SEALs, who obviously know that Osama bin Laden was not in that bunker because, of course, he's been dead for years, those Navy SEALs were killed by their masters as well. Once again, under the heading of evil is evil even to its own. And obviously, they were killed because one of them may have come forward and said, you know, there's something very fishy about this whole thing because this was not Osama bin Laden, and, you know, possibly telling their family what really went down and things of that nature. And so they were killed as well in a helicopter, quote-unquote, accident. And amazingly, there's a YouTube video out there now where their families are demanding an investigation, not because Osama bin Laden was already dead and the whole thing was a fraud, but because they're upset that, you know, they haven't gotten enough information about what really happened and blah, blah, blah. So we know the families must know what really happened. But they're not going on air and talking to people, you know, and telling them what they really need to know. They're continuing the cover-up and just demanding whatever they're demanding. I'm sure they want a few more medals for their dead sons. You know, whatever the case may be. But this is very important. And people that are volunteering to work for these psychopaths should be aware of the fact that when they're done with you, once they've used you up, you will be killed as well. That will be your ultimate reward, especially if you have knowledge of a certain really serious case of corruption and fraud as is being uncovered every day. And, you know, all of these people who are going into the military, in my opinion, they deserve exactly what they're getting. They're doing no investigation. I mean, how obvious can it be that these wars are a fake and that we're wasting all our money on these wars? and yet they still sign up. What is wrong with these people? And yet we're celebrating them today. We're celebrating the dead ones. Because that's what we do. Memorial Day and Veterans Day. Day to celebrate for. Okay, there's the music. We'll be back after these messages. And we're back with What's Ailing America. This is Dr. Carly reporting the news. And I don't know how many of you watched the Jody Arias trial in Arizona. When I'm doing work on my computer, I usually have television on in the background just to see what's going on. Of course, I don't have an HD TV that's exposing me to the mind control frequencies. I don't have a cable box anywhere near me. It's on the other side of the house. So at least I'm able to protect myself to a large degree from that problem. But I did watch this Jody Arias trial, which has been covered almost 24/7 by this HLN network for over 4 months. And this was an amazing trial. And I wanted to figure out, like, what's going on here? Why are they covering this trial of a woman who stabbed her boyfriend 29 times, shot him in the head, and then slit his throat from ear to ear? Now, of course, in the beginning, she lied about it, but eventually she did confess. And what did the state of Arizona do? Did they just basically make a deal with her? Okay, you're going to go to jail for the rest of your life. No possibility of parole. No, they brought her to trial. Why did they bring her to trial? Because she had tape recorded many conversations with her Mormon boyfriend, Travis Alexander. And in these conversations were so disgusting, pornographic, that I'm sure I couldn't even mention most of the things that they talked about on the radio. But these were played over and over and over again during, you know, the daytime when children could have been listening. They wanted everybody to hear the disgusting things that these two were doing, both of who were allegedly Mormons, although it did come out in the trial. It was just glossed over, but this Jody Arias was actually a witch, and then she allegedly became a Mormon because she thought that this would impress her Mormon boyfriend, Travis Alexander. But as they're showing photographs of Travis Alexander, in many of the photographs, he's giving the sign of the beast, okay? So what's a good old Mormon boy doing given the sign of Satan in different photographs that were taken of him? And I'm quite sure that basically the whole point of showing this on the air, as I said, was to expose people to this disgusting, pornographic, taped conversations that they were having, photographs that they took of each other. Really amazing that they, you know, basically had to put this on the airwaves and expose the public to this. Now, after 4 months, she was found guilty of first-degree murder, but the jury was not able to reach a majority opinion in regards to whether she should get the death sentence or, you know, go to jail for life without the possibility of parole. So in July, they're going to do the last phase of the trial all over again, and they got to bring in a new jury because the other jury could not reach a unanimous verdict. Eight of them wanted death. Four of them wanted life in prison. So the state of Arizona has already spent over $2 million on this trial. Now they're going to spend more. I'm sure it will be, as I said, broadcast on HLN. I mean, these predators, these lawyers especially, that discuss this case, while they know, I mean, Nancy Grace herself has admitted it many times, although I haven't heard her say it lately I did record her talking about 800,000 children going missing every year in this country. We know that most, if not all of them, are actually being satanically, ritually abused and sacrificed by the Luciferian psychopaths who run this country and the world. And so rather than focus on that little problem, you know, they're giving us one case so that we can have to have our ears loaded up with all this disgusting activity that these two Mormons were engaged with, or engaged in. And amazingly, or maybe not so, on May 12th, on C-SPAN's Washington Journal, they had a representative of missingkids.com. Her name was Carolyn Atwell Davis from the National Center for Missing and Exploited Children. And she's the head of the Policy and Governmental Affairs Division. And I was so happy because they won't let my calls go through for some time now. But a caller did call in and ask about the Franklin scandal regarding pedophilia by the elites. And Carolyn Atwell Davis said she is not familiar with the case. How could she not be familiar with the case? Go to franklinscandal.com. I've had Nick Bryant, author of the book, on my show. There's the music. We'll be back after these messages. Back with What's Ailing America. This is Dr. Carly reporting the news. I'm sure most of you are aware of the three latest scandals to befall the Obama administration. It's just amazing, you know, what's coming out, despite the fact that they do everything they can to cover things up. I'm sure you heard about the case of the Justice Department investigating the emails and phone records of Associated Press reporters who allegedly are leaking confidential information, which, of course, you know, they can declare anything a national security issue to cover their backsides. And we all know the Associated Press, I mean, what are they reporting to us? Not much. Not much, but even whatever they're reporting is such a threat to the Obama criminal administration that they're going after their emails and phone records. Now, we'll see where that goes, but of course, you know, Obama's now claiming in his one of his recent addresses, I don't remember if this was the one where the Marine was holding an umbrella over his head out in the rain, or if this was the talk he gave in regards to national defense at some other, you know, installation where they have a bunch of war-loving individuals that he talks to on a regular basis. But, you know, basically, now he's saying he wants to have some kind of a media shield law for the media. As long as they're not leaking, you know, national security secrets. Now, of course, everything that our government is doing is pretty much criminal. So very interesting that the criminals get to decide what is a national security issue. If you've ever read Kathy O'Brien's book, Transformation of America, which talks about MK Ultra, mind control, sex slaves, which many of these criminals in the District of Criminals have used for years. And she tried to, you know, get hearings on this issue, but of course that was deemed a national security issue as well. Anything the criminals do, they deem a national security issue because they don't want it to come out. And I don't know what the exact problem was with the Associated Press, like I said. What did they reveal? Not much, but apparently the not much was a threat to the Obama administration, so he sicked his Eric Holder on them to, you know, find out what they were up to. And speaking of Eric Holder, of course, we all remember the Fast and Furious debacle where our government was selling arms to drug lords and some Americans got killed in that whole situation. So I found it very interesting that a new movie has just come out called Fast and Furious. Now, can that be like, you know, some kind of a happenstance, a coincidence that they named the movie Fast and Furious? This is how they control the minds of the people. You know, let the people forget about the Fast and Furious that Eric Holder was involved in. Let them now think of that as a movie. Aren't they so clever? Not. But anyway, so we have the AP scandal. And then, of course, we have the IRS scandal. Now, in my opinion, this is really a big one. The Benghazi thing, I mean, to me, that's a distraction. Yeah, four people got killed in their, you know, agency in Benghazi. Whoop-de-doo. How many millions are being killed in Iraq and Afghanistan and Libya and wherever else that these psychopaths are taking the troops to slaughter people? Okay, but we're supposed to get all upset about four people that were killed in Benghazi. But obviously, there was a cover-up. And so, you know, now that's threatening to cause problems for Obama. And so, you know, they keep coming up with things to look over there. And if you think these hurricanes in Oklahoma were a natural event, well, let me tell you something. You better do some research on the internet. There's many people that have actually gotten satellite downloads to see what happened. Okay, especially two hits in 2 days. Okay, you know, they say lightning doesn't strike twice. Well, apparently in Oklahoma, in this one particular city, tornadoes strike twice. And wasn't that a great distraction while all of these other scandals were coming out? Let's hear about the poor people in Oklahoma. And as I said, in my opinion, from a lot of research, this was obviously a HARP-generated event. Obama needed a distraction. Doesn't matter that, you know, billions of dollars worth of damage were caused and people died and blah, blah, blah. You know, the usual that happens with their false flag events. So this was a distraction for the people. And what's the first thing they do? They tell the American people, donate to the Red Cross. Donate to here. Donate to there. Yeah, people, you're not being sucked dry enough as it is with everything else they're doing. You need to roll up your sleeves, dig your hands into your wallet, and send money to these organizations, which you have no way of knowing if it's even going to go to any of those people. When the actual event was done by these psychopaths that control the weather. That's very obvious to anybody that investigates it, okay? So how many times are these things going to happen? It just keeps going around and around and around again. I know that there's lots of people, and I know that that especially includes RBN listeners who know what's going on. But you see, just sending scary emails to each other, telling others about what's going on, it's not helping, people. Nothing's changing. Nothing is happening for the good. It's just basically getting darker every day. And I frankly am so sick of wasting my time trying to wake people up when very few are actually doing anything. It's really disgusting. But let's mention the other scandal. And this one's my favorite, the IRS scandal. Where, first of all, this IRS minion, let's see, what was her name? I'm not seeing her name in the article, but I'm sure most of you saw her on the news. First of all, she apologized for targeting, you know, quote-unquote conservative groups, you know, Tea Party and constitutional people and a bunch of others. She apologized, first of all, for targeting them. But then the Congress, you know, the dog and pony show people down there in the District of Criminals, had her in front of them and were asking her some questions. And you can't make this stuff up. She took the Fifth. How does that work, people? How do we have government employees that take the Fifth? That should be a law that should apply. Anyone in the government should not be allowed to take the Fifth. If you are taking money from the American people for your quote-unquote job and you're caught doing something bad, you should not be allowed to take the Fifth. How are they allowed to take the Fifth? It's unbelievable. But in fact, that's what she did. They played it on the news. They played it on C-SPAN. And, you know, if I ever get audited, you know, I'm thinking about, you know, doing the same thing. I'll say, well, first of all, I want to apologize for anything that I may have done, because, of course, the tax code is so complicated that they can find any excuse to target anyone. It's not just the Tea Party people that are being targeted. It's anybody they want to go after. Okay, so I think we should all apologize up front for any mistake we may have made, and then take the Fifth. Just take the Fifth. Because that's what the IRS people are doing. And what's really even more scary is that the IRS is now going to have totally, you know, increased powers through this implementation of Obamacare. In fact, as it turns out, in this article I have here from today's paper, Sunday, May 26, 2013, CharlotteObserver.org, page 25A, one of the minions that was involved in this problem is actually going to be involved in, you know, bringing forth the Obamacare IRS torture of people. As I've said on the show many times, I will never get insurance. I have been insurance for over 15 years. I have good insurance on my car, although I'm sure if I ever ended up in a hospital, they'd kill me anyways. But I have good insurance on my car in case there's an accident or whatever. I will never get insurance where they are going to mandate that I get mammograms, which cause breast cancer, get vaccinations, because I assure you, that's going to be a biggie. They're going to have all kinds of things that the insurance companies are going to force you to do to keep your insurance once you get it. And of course, if you don't get it, in walks the IRS. This whole idea that the IRS, which we know is totally corrupt, is going to be in charge of going after people that don't get insurance. Does that upset you, people? Does that bother you at all? Do you have a problem with that? What are you doing about it? Because I can assure you, like I said, if you get insurance, you will be forced to do whatever they want you to do to keep your insurance. Because basically, the situation will be, get your vaccines, get your mammograms, get your colonoscopies, get whatever they want you to get, take whatever drug they want you to take, because of course only Big Pharma is covered by insurance. And your alternative, you know, it's basically a would you like to be stabbed in the chest or shot in the back type situation. If you decide not to get the insurance, then say hello to the IRS, which has already proven how corrupt it is. And yet that's the ones that are going to be dealing with those of us who just say no to the whole insurance thing. Now, In this article that I just mentioned from today's Charlotte Observer, entitled "The IRS Scandal is Just the Beginning," it also mentions that the IRS seized the authority to spend about $800 billion with a B over 10 years on benefits that were not authorized by Congress. So, you know, they're telling us your IRS is totally corrupt. And yet, they are going to be telling you what to do in regards to insurance. And if you don't do it, well, you got your extortion, your tax, your fee, whatever you want to call it, you know, thanks to our corrupt Supreme Court, basically, you know, saying that it's okay to force people to buy insurance. I mean, how insane is that? Because, you know, there's millions of people in this country, including me and all my clients, who will never take their big pharma drugs. So how dare they try to make us get insurance for something that doesn't cover anything natural? But this is part of the tyranny, you see. Since big pharma is very threatened by natural supplements, this is how they're going to force you to use drugs, to get the tests they want you to get, blah, blah, blah. And it's just amazing. It really is. That the people have not stood up. The people continue to do nothing, as a general rule. They're waiting for God to save them. They're waiting for somebody else to save them. Whatever. I know there's a lot of fear out there, but you see, the fear is one of their main weapons, because if they can get you to believe there's nothing you can do, well, then they have already won. You know? So, like I always say, you're already dead. And I definitely hope that some of you will do something. Because, as I said, I am so tired. I've been doing this for 16 years, and I really don't see a lot of movement by those with consciences, because, you know, it's getting darker every day. Okay, I'm going through my list of articles. I just found the article mentioning the name of the IRS official who took the fifth. Her name is Lois Lerner, the head of the Internal Revenue Services Division on Exempt Organizations. She was put on administrative leave Thursday, a day after she invoked the Fifth Amendment, and declined to testify before a House committee investigating her division's targeting of conservative groups. Now, what does that mean, put on administrative leave? They don't mention it in this article, but I'm sure she's still getting paid, because that's how it works, you see. They put people on leave. They do this all the time, especially with police officers who kill people. They put them on leave. You know, maybe they're sitting at a desk or whatever, but they still get paid. How does that work? You know, why are they getting paid when put on leave? Especially somebody who takes the fifth. You know, who takes the fifth? People that are afraid to talk because they know they're guilty of something. Those are the people that take the fifth. So, like I said before, how can a government employee be allowed to take the fifth? That should be the first stipulation. If you work for the government and you're involved in any nefarious, you know, goings on, that if you're subpoenaed by Congress, you cannot take the fifth. Because how does that work? Like I said, I mean, it's just mind-boggling. Anybody else out there upset about this? I sure hope so. Okay, there's music. We'll be back after these messages. And we're back with What's Ailing America. This is Dr. Carly reporting the news. There is so much going on. It's just so disgusting. And yet we have people out, you know, hanging their flags for this ridiculous celebration of War Dead, Memorial Day, as all of these soldiers who signed up to work for these psychopaths have either killed themselves, been killed by vaccines, or sometimes been killed in combat for nothing. For the Jew handlers who control our country. And as we know, they're always blaming the Arabs. And there's another article in the Charlotte Observer, page 8A, Friday, May 24th. The president finally talks about drones. In his speech, Obama signals new approach to policy and transparency. Yeah, right, transparency. When have we heard that before? This president is the opposite of transparent. But one of the sound bites in this article is, and I'm quoting, Barack Obama on counterterrorism, our homeland is more secure. Oh, really? Our homeland is more secure? I mean, you know, the Arab slash Muslim countries, they know what's going on. Okay, they're constantly being made out to be the bad guys when they know who the bad guys really are. And especially this whole drone situation, the idea that a president can have a kill list and he can send his drones out to kill people, including Americans, without a trial, you know, no opportunity to prove they're innocent or whatever the case may be. They just send their drones to murder them. And in fact, this is certainly not making us more secure. It's actually another step towards complete tyranny. There's also been articles, and I'm sure I've seen some of these insect drones. In fact, I have some giant bumblebees that follow me around when I'm outside, and they just don't look natural to me. But they have admitted that they have insect drones, so they can use their insect drones to spy on you, or whatever the case may be. But it's the big ones with the weapons. Those are the really dangerous ones. And the president has stated that his administration, and I quote, will sharply curtail the use of unmanned aircraft for attacks. Right. He says when drones do strike, they will be used against targets who pose a continuous imminent threat to Americans and cannot feasibly be captured. Well, one of those Americans who poses a continuous threat is Obama himself. And he's the one with his finger on the trigger. Now, one of the amazing things that they admit in this article is that drone operators sometimes weren't even certain whom they were killing. They just, you know, press the button. It's just a video game to them, you see. It's not real death because they can't actually see who they're killing. Disgusting. And yet the people of color that call into C-SPAN, they still love this guy because he's got brown skin. It's amazing. Okay, there's music. We'll be back for the second hour. Stay tuned. And we're back with What's Ailing America. This is Dr. Carly reporting the news. I have so many articles in front of me that I've wanted to comment on for some time, so I'm taking time to do that today. There was a political cartoon on page 7A of the Charlotte Observer on Thursday, May 23rd. I love this one. Basically, it shows Obama in his office with a paper that says Oklahoma, and then two of his minions are saying he ordered a drone strike on Mother Nature. You know, that is very close to the truth. But it wasn't the drones, it was HAARP, chemtrails, you know, and all their associated ways that they control the weather. But I have some statistics here from the paper, Sunday, April 14th, 2013, on page 11A, where it says that Obama's urged to tell more about drones, and now he said that He's going to transfer drone operations from the CIA to the Pentagon. Wow. Doesn't that make you feel better? But they did mention in this article that CIA drone strikes in Pakistan, Yemen, and Somalia have killed at least four American extremists, quote-unquote, only one of whom was deliberately targeted. And the collateral damage has been at least 3,969 people that have been estimated to have been killed in these drone strikes, more than 400 of them since 2001. Almost 4,000 people are collateral damage so that they can get four people. Okay? Now, you know, that's pretty bad, folks. And like I said, no surprise that these other countries hate our guts. And I do have clients all over the world, and it's very obvious to me that the people in the United States are the most brain dead of all. And my clients in other countries are constantly asking me, like, what's it going to take for Americans to wake up and do something about what's going on? I mean, you know, this is being done in our name, and we're not stopping it. So, you know, what's the karma going to be for that? I think you're all going to get exactly what you deserve. I'm sure I'll be killed long before that happens, but it's really disgusting. It's just so disgusting there are no words. The parents aren't doing anything to change the state of affairs in this evil empire that we call America. Okay, I now want to get to a very important story. The challenging case of Angelina Jolie, who claims that she had a preventive double mastectomy because she supposedly tested positive for the BRCA1 mutation. Now, let me just say that, as I've discussed on the show many times, almost all instances of mutation of DNA is from vaccines in the first place. So this company that discovered this mutation, which is called Myriad, I'm sure that they're the ones that developed the mutation and gave it to people in vaccinations. And there's music again, so we'll get back to this story after these messages. What's ailing America? This is Dr. Carly reporting the news. Before the break, I was talking about Angelina Jolie allegedly having both of her breasts cut off. Now, do any of you believe that she actually did this? I certainly do not believe that she did this, because I'm sure with all her millions and billions of dollars, she has access to information as to how to reverse cancer naturally. So as far as I'm concerned, this is a psyop. And of course, many women basically saying, oh, Angelina Jolie is so brave, and we need to do this too. We need to go have ourselves tested. Now, of course, they can say anything they want. They can tell you, oh, yes, you have this BRCA1 or BRCA2 gene, and we recommend that you have both of your breasts chopped off. And many women will be stupid enough to do this. And many women are doing this. And once they chop your breast off, they'll suggest putting in a silicone breast implant, which, of course, we all remember that there was a big scandal involving silicone breast implants years ago. So many women were getting sick, especially with rheumatoid type situations popping up and things of that nature. And they were taken off the market for some time, but now they're back. So we're supposed to believe that Angelina Jolie decided to have both of her breasts cut off, and now is supposedly going to have her ovaries removed as well. because her mother died of ovarian cancer. Now, it doesn't say in this article when her mother died, but this is a relatively new test. So I don't know if they exhumed her mother's body and tested her for this alleged mutation. You know, but they're claiming that her mother had the mutation as well. I mean, the whole thing smells. It just doesn't make sense until you find out that the Supreme Court is going to be considering a case involving this company Myriad, which has found these two genes, which allegedly lead to a higher risk of breast cancer. And as I said, I'm sure that they created it in the first place. If you go to my website, drcarley.com, and read my paper, Inoculations, the True Weapons of Mass Destruction, one of the references is to a 1999 science article in regards to DNA vaccines. And in this article, they basically show you how they use circular rings of DNA. They're called plasmids, and they inject them into people. Those plasmids incorporate themselves into your very genetic structure. This is how most of the genetic mutations are formed. Not to say it's the only way, because of course, radiation causes mutations. There's other things as well. But, you know, with my conspiratorial mindset, the way I look at it is they knew that this case was coming up in regards to this company, that the Supreme Court is now going to consider whether scientists can patent an isolated human gene. Excuse me? Patenting human genes? How does that work? Okay. This is very, very suspicious. And of course, the fact that the Supreme Court is getting ready to decide this case within the next couple of months, and just by coincidence, Angelina Jolie, after she allegedly had the surgery, now of course she's not showing us her scars, so we don't know if she really had the surgery or not, but just by coincidence, you know, the surgery that she had was a result of her finding out that she tested positive for one of these mutations. So I think that this is also a massive psyop, not only to help people get behind the Supreme Court, allowing this company to patent the gene causing breast cancer, which I'm sure they created in the first place and then stuck it in vaccines, but also to get women all revved up. Yeah. Let's see. What organs don't I need? Well, I can have my breasts cut off. I can have my ovaries taken out. What else are you going to give up, people? Just have them chop different pieces of your body out. Rather than detox and take natural things to boost your immunity, and especially learn what poisons are causing, you know, your cancer cells to form in the first place. It's not a gene that's doing it, let me tell you. The toxins, especially pesticides in the case of breast cancer and prostate cancer and radiation, as I said, there's chemotherapy. There's so many toxins that cause cancer. But they want us to believe, just like they always do, it's all your fault. You've got bad genes, and your parents gave you the bad genes. And so we have to, you know, basically, you know, just cut out body parts as needed in order to avoid different problems. Now, of course, the side effects of surgery are massive, not to mention, as I said, they usually do breast implants after they hack off your breasts. And if they're using silicone, this is very dangerous. But I think Angelina Jolie is basically being used in this situation, you know, to get people all geared up, ready to back the Supreme Court as they, you know, let this go forward, and especially to get many women to follow Angelina's alleged actions, although I don't believe she ever had this done in the first place. And amazingly, some of the quotations in this article from Thursday, May 23rd, Charlotte Observer, the challenging case of patented genes, you know, you can't make some of this stuff up. Let's see. This is one of the quotations. Patent law extends protections to any new and useful process, machine, manufacture, or composition of matter. But natural products or laws of nature cannot be patented. Think of the difference between gold, not patentable, and a method of extracting gold. Patentable. Okay? So this is what's going on. I hope that none of you are being sucked into this insanity. If I was you, there's no way in hell I would ever believe any test that's done by the white coats, not to mention one that's going to end up in you having this mutilating surgery. You know, anything they can do to basically get the white coats more business, and this is what they're doing. And so we have this Supreme Court case, as I said, involving this Myriad company. It's the first lawsuit brought in the United States challenging the patenting of a human gene. A human gene, which, as I said, I'm sure they corrupted in the first place. And this company, Myriad, which is based in Salt Lake City, Utah, has revenues of $496 million just last year, has operations in Charlotte and Raleigh, as well as Columbia, South Carolina. And you can be sure they're going to be doing more and more of this. But just so you know, it's not just human genes that we're going to have patented now. One of the handouts I send all of my clients is a United States patent dated September 7th, 1993. It's patent number 5,242,820. Let me repeat that so you can look it up for yourself. Patent number 5,242,820. Dated September 7th, 1993. The patent is for pathogenic mycoplasma. Mycoplasma is an organism. It's not a bacteria. It's not a virus. It's basically an organism that has no cell wall. But Mycoplasma incognitus is the cause of Gulf War syndrome in terms of the contagious part of it. Gulf War syndrome has many different parts. Depleted uranium, the pyridostigmine, the malaria drugs they've given these soldiers, the aspartame they gave them to drink. There's so many things on the big picture level that they have done to the soldiers to kill them, because they certainly don't want them coming home and telling all of you what's really going on, like over in Afghanistan, where they're actually protecting the poppy seed, poppy fields and things of that nature. So they want to kill them or get them to kill themselves or whatever the case may be. But I'm just letting you know that they're already patenting organisms that they have created in laboratories. And just the fact that they're calling this Mycoplasma incognitus, you know, incognito means it's hiding. And this mycoplasma can hide anywhere in your body. Now, the good news is that you can detox it with homeopathy. But, of course, you know, this is so sick. The idea that they're allowed to create and then patent bioweapon germs and also genes that they have caused to have happen, that they could use an excuse as an excuse to get you to mutilate yourself so you don't get cancer. I hope I'm getting through, folks. There's music. We'll be back after these messages. Dr. Crowley catching up on the news. The next information I'm going to discuss is information regarding our an energy provider here in North Carolina called Duke Energy. And there were two articles in Charlotte Observer on May 23rd, on page 2B, we have an article, Duke Energy's Mosquito Control Program Turns 90. Duke Energy's annual mosquito control program has begun its 90th year, making it what Duke says is the oldest continuous environmental program of any U.S. utility. And, of course, it's an environmental destruction program because by spraying with mosquito larvicides, they're actually creating mosquitoes that are even more strong and able to take on more toxic poisons and still survive. You know, it's the same theory. It's just like with superbugs that they're giving you antibiotics for. You know, it's all the same. When they give poisons that only kill some of them, the ones who are left are basically superbugs or super mosquitoes, whatever. And what's really disgusting is that the crews from Duke Energy patrol Lake James, Norman, Wiley, Wateree, and Kiwi from May through October to spray mosquito larvicide on 1,700 miles of shoreline. 1,700 miles, people. How many tons of large larvicide do you suppose that involves? And they've been doing this since 1923. The only shocker for me here was that they've been doing it since that long. But why is an energy company spraying mosquitoes? You know, how does that work? You know, there's many unanswered questions here. And then the same day on page 1B, we have an article, Feds Open Inspection into Shuttered Nuke Plant. There's a nuclear power plant outside Raleigh that was forced to shut down last week. As it turns out, it was uncovered by plant operators who took a second look at year-old data that they missed a crack and corrosion that has been leaking nuclear waste for all this time. Now, of course, Duke Energy is investigating themselves. You know, we all know how that works out. But you have to wonder how many of these nuclear plants are basically in the same category. When the whole Fukushima thing happened, we found out, I forget the number, but there's many, many plants that are here in the United States that were built just like those ones in Fukushima and have all kinds of problems. And they just keep extending, you know, their licenses to keep operating, even though they were supposed to, you know, shut down after, I think it's 40 years. No, keep going, keep going. And so this is another very big problem. I have a couple of nuclear power plants not too far from me. Of course, we're getting so much radiation from Fukushima now that that just adds to the mix. And, of course, if you're getting nuclear medicine tests, then you're even in worse situation. I discussed on the show some time ago the situation that occurred in Illinois where the team, I forget the name of the team, it's equivalent to the Navy SEALs and the TSA, but they were monitoring people coming into the train station and determined that somebody had a dirty bomb. So they shut down all the trains and they went around with their radiation detectors and they found an attorney who was just, you know, beeping, beeping, beeping. And come to find out, he had just had a nuclear medicine test that morning. But he was emitting enough radiation to make them think he had a dirty bomb. However, once they found out he had a nuclear medicine test that morning, well, they just sent him on his way. So how many people that, you know, you're in the grocery store with or, you know, on the street with or whatever the case may be, if somebody in your family, especially your spouse, has a nuclear medicine test, and you're sleeping with them for 8 hours a night, you're being exposed to enough radiation that's the equivalent of what you've been exposed to by a dirty bomb. So you can see how much this radiation is affecting us. Of course, the radiation mutates our DNA as well, just like the vaccines do. Thankfully, there are homeopathics you can take to detox radiation. But the point is that this is of such concern. And anytime they allow a company to investigate itself, that should be a very big red flag. Of course, the IRS is now investigating themselves. And, you know, we have so many situations that this occurs. No surprise that nothing ever changes. Okay, there's the music. We'll be back shortly. Stay tuned. And we're back with What's Ailing America, where I continue to report the news. And I still have many things to cover. That's why I'm not taking calls today, folks. There's so many things I need to catch up on. Okay, here's the next one. May 23rd, page 7A of the Charlotte Observer. What's unwelcome speech on campus? Maybe anything. Okay, what's this about? The Obama administration has declared a war on Shakespeare. Like there's nothing else for them to worry about, right? Okay. Obama's Justice and Education Departments effectively banned America's universities from teaching the works of the playwright, generally considered the greatest writer in the history of the English language, in an order to the University of Montana that they labeled a quote-unquote blueprint for colleges and universities throughout the country. The two departments created a sweeping new definition of sexual harassment as, quote-unquote, any unwelcome conduct of a sexual nature, including verbal conduct, or as those more familiar with the English language call it, speech. The Fed's letter is quite explicit. The words don't have to be offensive to a, quote-unquote, objectionably reasonable person to be considered harassment. The government says anybody accused of harassment can be punished even before he or she is convicted. Okay? While, as we know, the government continues to harass and kill whistleblowers every day. You see, that's how it works. We have two standards. And this is just amazing. Okay. Let's see. They say, surely you say nobody will take the letter of the law to such absurd extremes. And surely you are wrong. They already have. Brandeis University went after a professor for uttering the word wetback during a lecture, even though he was criticizing the usage of the word. Okay? So it wasn't like he used the word to, you know, be derogatory against Spanish people. He was talking about how bad it was to do such a thing. But since he said the word, they went after him. Let's see. Marquette University ordered a graduate student to remove a quote-unquote patently offensive quotation by Dave Barry from his door. And this is what he had on his door. As Americans, we must always remember that we all have a common enemy, an enemy that is dangerous, powerful, and relentless. I refer, of course, to the federal government. So he was ordered to remove that from his doors. Okay? At his graduate student, you know, hangout at Marquette University. So this policy will apply to any college receiving financial aid, which is all of them. So now we have political correctness elevated to a religion, just basically another way to go after people. You know, like this is the biggest problem that we have, that, you know, people are reading Shakespeare. It's just mind-boggling. You can't make this stuff up. And that's why I wanted to do a show where I just lambast you. Story after story after story after story, okay? Are you pissed off yet? Are you outraged yet? What's it going to take, people? Okay, because I'm getting really tired of wasting my time trying to get people activated. Apparently, nothing's really happening except for y'all send out scary emails to each other. What is any of you doing? You know, I know there's a few people that are doing something, but obviously not enough because nothing's changing. Okay, next article. This was in the May 23rd Charlotte Observer, page 4A. Printing the future in 3D. Good old NASA. They're researching how to develop a printer that creates food. Let's see, where have I seen that before? Oh, yeah, that's right, in Star Trek. Remember that food replicator? Okay, now they're creating one. And basically, what they're going to do, and they say that this is for their, you know, astronauts to use, although didn't we hear some time ago that they were closing the astronaut program? But obviously, that was another lie, because they're just doing more stuff at this point. But yes, we're spending our tax dollars to create this 3D food creator, replicator, let's call it, which uses a digital recipe. The printers will combine powders to produce food that has the structure and texture of actual food, including smell. How many of you have seen the movie Soylent Green? If you haven't seen that movie, I strongly suggest you watch that movie because, of course, there's more truth in the movies than there is in the news. And the movie Soylent Green, I don't remember when that came out. It was some time ago, a couple of decades ago. But basically in that movie, what they did, you know, after they destroyed all the food supply, which they're in the process of doing now, what they developed is a way to take dead bodies, you know, humans who die, stick them into a machine, and make little wafers out of them. And they called it Soylent Green. And, you know, at the end of the movie, the main actor, I forget who it was, it might have been Michael Douglas, but at any rate, he goes into the company, and he's the one that finds out, we're eating people! You know, and that's when he puts the word out. Now, what protein powders are they going to use to create food in their 3D machine? I wonder if they're going to use dead people. Of course, we'll have no way of knowing because they don't tell us the truth about anything. Okay. So, as it says in here, all the nutrients that go into a meal are stored in powdered form in cartridges. When an astronaut chooses a recipe, all the necessary ingredients are deployed into a mixing chamber where they are blended with water and oil. The mixture is then heated and sprayed onto a heated base. Layer by layer, the food is formed on the base until it is ready, hot and fresh from the oven. Doesn't that sound delicious? And, of course, as we know, they're destroying all of our food sources as it is now through the use of pesticides, by destroying the bees. I mean, the list is endless. So, won't it be nice for those that have the money that can buy one of these 3D printers to create your own food? Like I said, sounds delicious. Okay, and right underneath that article, which is entitled Printing the Future in 3D, NASA funds research to develop printer that creates food, there's another article, Doctors Save Ohio Boy by Printing a New Airway Tube. Okay. In a medical first, doctors have used plastic particles and a 3D laser printer to create an airway splint to save the life of a baby boy who used to stop breathing nearly every day, who I'm sure was vaccinated and who knows what else, and that's why he had the problem to begin with. And this is the latest in the booming field of regenerative medicine, making body parts in the lab. Hmm. And apparently it worked. In a single day, they printed out 100 tiny tubes using computer-guided lasers to stack and fuse thin layers of plastic instead of paper and ink to form various shapes and sizes. The next day, with special permission from the Food and Drug Administration, they implanted one of these tubes in the little child, the first time this has been done. Independent experts praised the work and the potential for 3D printing to create more body parts to solve unmet medical needs, because they're killing so many people with vaccines. Pretty much all types of organ failure are due to vaccines, and especially heart problems, you know, viral cardiomyopathy, renal failure, you name it. So, you know, they can't get enough people to sign their driver's licenses to give up their organs upon their death, because I'm sure lots of those people realize that they may not try as hard as they otherwise could in order to save you if you have that signed, especially if you have a rare blood type. Because if you have a rare blood type and they have one of their psychopaths that needs a heart or a liver or whatever, you can be sure that you will end up brain dead, because that's how they will steal your organ. As a matter of fact, for some strange reason, I was moved to rewatch the movie Coma, which is from 1978. If you haven't seen that movie, that's another one. I got Soylent Green and Coma, both from Netflix. I'm sure you can get them other places. But this movie, Coma, in my opinion, is basically a documentary in regards to how they are using people, creating brain death, so that they can steal their organs for their high-paying clients who need organs. Now, myself, when I was a house officer, a surgical house officer, there was a hospital I worked at called St. John's Episcopal in Far Rockaway, Queens. And I actually saw this myself. Now, it wasn't as high-tech as they show in the Coma movie, where they have people pretty much, you know, hanging from the rafters, and they're monitoring their temperature and all kinds of different things, you know, just waiting for somebody to pay for an organ that they need from whatever patient has whatever blood type. But in this hospital that I worked in, they had a whole floor of what I called the undead. And these were people, they were all in comas. Of course, we had no idea how they got into comas in their in the first place. But these were basically used as experimental lab rats. And one case I will never forget. Now realize, of course, that one of the ways that these people were chosen was obviously because they had no family. Because if they had a family and the family came to see what was going on, there would be a problem. But there was this one man who was being used to help develop an artificial skin. And what they did to this man, they took off all his abdominal skin and they replaced it with some kind of a plastic-like type of covering that, like I said, they were developing this fake skin. What was amazing about this man was that you could see all of his organs. You could see his intestines. You would look at him and just pull down the covers, and it looked like worms. You know, that's what the intestines look like when they're contracting and peristalsing. It looks like a bunch of worms there. And this is one of the horrors that I witnessed myself. And of course, I immediately realized what was going on. And when I finally get my book done, I mean, there's so many things I have to tell you, in terms of what I witnessed, but this was a big one. And this is one of the things that made me realize that they were using this entire floor of people in comas as experimental lab rats. And so, as I said, this this movie's pretty much a documentary, and I definitely encourage you to watch it and see what's really going on. And, of course, if I was you, I would not be signing that organ donor card, because you don't know what's going to happen once you do. I can assure you that you're probably, if you have a rare blood type, going to end up brain dead so that they can sell your organs to somebody with lots and lots of cash. Okay. The next one, okay, page 3A on April 3rd, 2013. Obama calls for $110 million in funding for the Federal Brain Science Initiative. The government wants to find out what makes our brains tick. I'm sure there's no nefarious aspect to this. I'm sure that they're doing this for good reasons. As, of course, they mention in this article, that the long-term goal of the Brain Initiative is to help researchers find new ways to treat, cure, and prevent brain disorders such as Alzheimer's disease and epilepsy. Well, if that was their real intention, they would stop giving vaccines, because vaccines are what cause non-traumatic seizures. Trauma can also cause seizures, but most of the seizures are caused by vaccines. And, of course, aspartame lowers your seizure threshold. So if you've got vaccines and then you're taking aspartame on top of it, it's going to be real easy for your brain to get, you know, frantic and go into a seizure. As I've also said many times, Alzheimer's is from mercury and aluminum in vaccines. The mercury kills the brain cells, and the aluminum causes the neurofibrillary tangles of the dead nerve cells. This has been documented time and time again. So they're using that as an excuse as to why they want to use $110 million to fund their exploration into the brain. And BRAIN stands for Brain Research Through Advancing Innovative Neurotechnologies. And let's see. Obama is, actually, he's already unveiled it. He wants to get that puppy started in 2014. And House Majority Leader Eric Cantor said in a statement that the project is exactly the type of research we should be funding. I don't think so. I think they've got another reason for doing it, because, you see, although they're using all kinds of mind control techniques and fluoride and vaccines and you name it, too many of you are still able to use your brains. So they're going to find out how to take care of business, if you know what I mean. Okay, there's music. We're going to break. Stay tuned. We're back with What's Ailing America, and I haven't mentioned the title of my show today yet, but I will now mention it. My answer to What's Ailing America today is, I don't care anymore. I don't care anymore. I am so tired of doing shows. I've covered pretty much everything. If you want to listen to some archives, go to the lightofdayradioshow.com. It has, click on Dr. Carly Archives. It has archives of my show, for quite a few years. But basically, due to never ending lack of support, I could count on my two hands the number of people who, make any donations to the PayPal button on my site, who care whether or not I survive, although many people will cold call me at any time, to waste my time, to ask me questions, without even asking if I have time to talk to them. I'm done. I'm not saying I'll never come back on the air. I won't be back on RBN for a variety of reasons, including that ridiculous commercial. Yes, go to Argentina and kill some wildlife. Yeah, that's what you should be doing, people. Okay, I just can't take it anymore. So I'm going to take a break. I'm going to do some things that I need to do. And at some point, I will be back. I'm probably going to do basically a subscription type situation where people can donate if they want to listen to my information. There's a number of other stations that want me to do a show, but I just need a break. So I would like to thank all of you that have listened. I'm saying goodbye. And I appreciate RBN having me on, but I just can't be on RBN anymore. So that's it for now, folks. This is Dr. Carly saying goodbye. Goodbye.
Baghdad, dancers of death, murder in the air with the next breath. Macho queens selling war makers' toys, raining destruction, good old boys. Deathbringer in Queen George's eyes, read his lips, war maker lies. Religious rites, revenging sword, thou shalt kill. In the name of the Lord. The sheep and the cattle can't keep from milling. Some are more than ready, some aren't willing.